And here we go. This is Flash Somebody at the Dork Table on the 12th of June, 2021. Had a little bit of a late start. My equipment is Windows powered, so it's a little buggy. Gonna see if I open up my RLM chat server here and see if I got connected to the thing properly or not. Think I did, and in which case, the Windows, I got some kind of glitch in my system, and it picks on my sound. That's always fun. Anyway, okay, I just got my reallibertymedia.com opened. Okay, there we go. Yeah, some kind of mystical power just likes to shut me up at the oddest times. Anyway, thanks a lot, Grim, for the playground. And today, we're going to do a quick solo show. My co-hostage got kidnapped by his family. His in-law family. So he had something really important come up. He won't even be back till Sunday. So, here we go, I suppose. And for your chatting extravaganza, we got Bots and Bodies, Barman, Grimner, Moose Girl, Kate, Rob Works as Moo, Beetle, Chelstoney. Wait a minute, I lost my screen. Hold on a second. Where was I? Echelon, Java Doctor 2, Prince, Somebody, that's me, Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, M7 underscore Kozu, Matt WJ2002, Meister Brow, hey Woody, Mick Dundillo, and Mr. Snick and the Holiest Roger. So if you're chatting, that's what you got to play with. And if you're not chatting, and you want to, it's a whole lot of fun sometimes. Anyway, what in the hell happened to us? Let's see. I'm going to give the days. I'm going to call today's show Alien Invasions and Stuff. You know, because what we see, to me, my opinion, is pretty much just sleight of hand and misdirection. And look at the sparkly thing you can never have. But if you work really hard, we'll let you pretend you have it for 30 years. And then we'll tax you for having it. So we live in wonderful times. Wonderful, wonderful times. But the system, I've got one opinion about this that other people don't seem to share. They have a financial problem to hide and found a way to use that idea to get rid of a whole lot of people and experiment and see what we'll do. Play with us like we're livestock. And there's a lot of people that really are unaware of the nasty side of this particular argument that we're having these days. Oh, and the update for the state here, excuse me, is Monday masks go. They're not mandatory inside anymore. Some people were kind of pissed off. They had to wait till Monday. But those of us, you know, amongst the crowds and what have you that are afraid, jeez. I still remember the days when if you wore a mask like that out in public, people would call the cops on you. And now it's completely turned around the other fucking way. What the hell happened? It's only been a year and a half. Did I miss another meeting? I feel like I live in a different planet sometimes. Because according to the experts and the tech experts, and all the smart people out there in the world, hey, Job Doctor 2, there is only one way. Today. Tomorrow will be a new day. Tomorrow there may be another one way to do something. So be prepared. I don't know. There isn't much in life that I find valuable or worth chasing. Like things like politics, religion, education, fuck all that stuff. When will it be tomorrow? Always. It'll always be tomorrow. It's the whole game. They don't want you to know where you're at today. They want you to always be in tomorrow so that you can't stop what they're doing to you today. Now, it's not a very popular way to live. Magnus and Christine, they seem to be more like me than any people I've met so far, as far as my outlook on the state, whatever state that may be. You know, they're all corrupt. Magnus came to me with that. Yeah, my government's corrupt. I never accused him of his government being corrupt. Well, we all know what the states is about. Fucking war machine with a bunch of Karens running around telling you to wear a mask. Social distance. Run and swim with a mask on, you know, to protect your fucking health. Who the hell bought any of this crap? I'm sure there are people that either they're apathetic, they're not afraid of their government, so they trust it to tell it to do, you know, tell its people, you know, to do things for their benefit and their own good. But this will be the end of that. I don't think anybody alive after the end of this year will ever believe anything the government has to tell you. And I've tried to, you know, spread the word about what the word government means in its original text. It's fascinating. And it just amazes me that most people that find government necessary in their life, they're one of two kinds of people. They're either bullies or they're religious. So remember all that shit about separate church from state and all that crap. But wait. But you have freedom to practice your religion as long as you're not an anti-Semite. Because if your religion didn't like them, well, then shut the fuck up. Sit down. Be quiet. We won't have any of that controversial debate nonsense going on. Okay, so I grew up with standards, things that seemed kind of strange. But if you openly asked a question about it, somebody would talk to you. Now, what we've turned into is societies of people that refuse to answer their questions. They won't even listen to a question to be questioned. And the political shit with, what's his name, Biden and his girl. Wow, what a pair of dummies. That's like Pinky and the Brain running the USS Titanic. I don't see this. It's either never going to end or it needs to end. And there's no commitment on ending it. Everybody wants to fix it. Of course, if you understand what government is in the first place, they're doing exactly what they meant to do the entire time they've been doing it. It's a magic show, you know, performance art. Actors on a stage, because the people that are doing all the talking in the mainstream, they don't have blisters on their hands from shit. They don't know how to make a fucking meal. I could cook if I chose to. I'm just not, you know, not real interested in doing it. So, you know, if forced to cook, I would. But it's not because I don't know how to. It's because I don't want to. And I would assume that you're a pampered billionaire that, you know, making breakfast and weeding the yard don't seem to pop up on your to-do list every day. So, or probably ever. But that's, you know, that's a, I guess, celebrity and wealth and all that crap. Just, I don't know. Does not interest me at all. Not for 1 minute anymore. It did 30 years ago, but I'm sure glad I didn't follow that road. I would have ended up selling was Pfizer, some kind of inoculation. I mean, if you're going to make money in this life, if money is what you're chasing, what I would do, find myself a lawyer friend and find out what the public has to purchase and invest in that. You know it's going to have a market because they're forced to, like the seatbelt. Think of that. The guy that invented the seatbelt, maybe he didn't have any idea what they were going to do with his idea. Force people. If you don't wear it, we're going to write you a ticket. Why? Well, because we're afraid that you're a dumbass and you can't drive your car. So, anyway, I don't know. There's so much negative going on, it's hard to be positive, you know, on the internet webs. But in personal life, things are pretty good. Got the nephew and the nephewette over for the weekend. They've come all the way from Copenhagen out here to the countryside. And they've been working through the garden. We've got a project going on with a neighbor, trimming some trees, you know, making a little sunshade for the upcoming plants that we've got going, and making the place look a little nicer. Makes women happy when you do that kind of stuff. Did I lose the chat too, or what? Did I get bumped out of that? Who knows? This is probably like Saturday. This is Saturday afternoon in the summertime. Is probably the worst time of day to do radio to get an audience. So that's kind of why I wanted it, because if you're stuck home and you're bored, maybe this will entertain you. And if you're busy out doing shit, you ain't missing a thing, because this is the unpopular side of how the herd looks upon our society, because we're all broken up in little groups. Well, some groups are bigger than other groups. But, dude, did I lose the chat? Let me reboot the chat. Maybe I did. That won't cost me an arm and a leg. But this radio stuff is, it's not real technical, but you got to do it right. And I think having up-to-date modern equipment would help that. But I don't do enough of the radio to pursue having excellent equipment and all that for the crowd that I'm looking for. There's the people that I'm talking to are, well, let's just say they're not mainstream kind of thinkers. They don't probably vote. What else wouldn't they do? It's amazing that any of them are online, because when I'm online, I spend a lot of time on it gaming. I don't really have any interest in what's going on in the rest of the world. It's just shit they throw at me, so I read it. But I don't feel connected to it anymore. I feel very separate. So I rebooted my RLM chat because I think my computer's locking up on me today. Weird and mysterious ways. Probably the NSA trying to silence my opinion. Can you imagine that? We came from freedom of speech to, you can't call that man that. What the fuck happened? Everybody's balls fall off or something. I cannot, for the world, understand. I moved to another country that where they behave like the country I left 40 years ago. Well, not everybody, but the people I'm running with do. The family, Cirque's family, and the friends that I've made, or acquired, or whatever you call that. And we did all this pre-COVID, through COVID, around COVID. I don't really think the people I know are taking it all that seriously. They know they've been told this, that, and the other, but if you spend all your time just living and not looking for answers, then the truth is going to evade you. So, you know, if this isn't even a teenage subject in the first place, they should leave these fucking kids alone. But they're experimenting on them. They don't openly call it that, but what they did was they made up this magical, mystical story about the Wuhan flu, right? Then they denied that, made it up about, oh, no, it was bats and all kind. You name it, they told it. Every left turn of the story was made. And then now, here we are all this time later. And now you got Fauci, well, he's been caught. He had something to do with it. Well, no, I don't really believe that. What I believe is that this has all just been an experiment to see what we would do if the circumstances were told to you. They didn't have to happen. Nothing did happen. We just got, you know, hustled and conned into this pandemic mentality so that they could experiment on us with our consent. And if you don't believe it, why can't you fight them if something went wrong? That's the farthest thing from freedom I've ever heard. Hey, you still there in the RLM chat, Grimnir? I don't see anybody chatting. I didn't draw a crowd today. I think my show went phew. But my hardcore 100 over 50 or 100 over at a BitChute makes it worth doing. So we'll carry on for, I guess I'll try to do something till the hour. And give you guys the expatriate's point of view. I don't know what to fucking call it. I was never a patriot in the first place. Lived in military town for a long, long time. Didn't care for the hoorah shit. But those guys are they're like a team. You know, they work well together, and what they do, they don't ever talk about it to civilians when they get back. It's all done in secrecy and privacy by a bunch of kids that, you know, barely old enough to drink. In fact, I remember one kid what had a tour, came back. Became old enough to drink while he was waiting, went back on his second tour and never came back. So, wow, what a way, you know, what a way to earn a dollar. What you going to do for money? I'm going to go kill me some people. Well, let's see. I can't seem to get connected on this chat room. Hey, I'll type in something and see what happens. Okay, I'm still on it. So, I would figure people are outside right now, enjoying a little bit of sunshine. That's what we've been doing here. We got the sun and a little bit of rain, but nothing too bad. I've been reading about drought materials going on. I think that's a matter of law, because they legally write laws to divert water to certain places. Oh, okay, I am on the chat. Nobody else is on the chat. You meanies. Anyway, I think that, and other people think it, just not a lot. Most of them want to blame it on climate change. Oh, God. And all this absolute stupidity they've been, you know, convincing people of for how long has this gone on? 20 years now? 30 years? So it's too late to fix anything. Not everything is broken and fucked up beyond repair. It would take to fix it, you'd have to level it, start fresh. The system that we're in wasn't designed to be improved beyond the conditions that it's in already. You know, like the electricity. If you followed Larry and Rob, listen to what those two guys were talking about. The laws are written to limit you to this and no further. And if you do that, you end up in trouble. But if you do that, well, that's where the progress part comes in. So when people call the Senate and the Congress a bunch of idiots, no, the idiots are the people that keep supporting this crap. You know, I gave up. I quit the human race back in September completely. And when the governments figure out how to bring alien attacks on, because they're going to do this, it's going to look real, too, probably with holographs and all that special film technology that they've got. They make movies that look just fucking amazing. So I can't see why they couldn't pull that off. And they were, I was saying a couple of weeks ago, I think the NASA just is now going public with proof there is alien life that's contacted them. I don't know, some stupid bullshit like that. But yet here we are, 2021, and we're afraid of a flu bug that 98% or better of people survive it, because flu will kill you. That's what we've been taught to believe. The flu gets you. And then they dig a little deeper and they find out, no, well, that's the way they talk about it, but the way it works is it's a bacterial infection that hits your lungs. And the bacteria infection may not even be connected to the shit that they're trying to convince you it is. So it's storytelling with the proper title. You know, Dr. So-and-so said, therefore, wear your mask. And then Dr. So-and-so said, take it off. Then he talked again, and it was wear three. Now it's, I don't know what it is now. I got so much crap. I just gave up on the shit. I figure if people want to trust the state and believe that the state is concerned that they live or die, Well, there is a fantasy tale for everybody, I suppose. That's not the one for me. No. I like people, but I do not like their governments or their religions or whatever. You know, their education, that one's always been a problem, too. Especially the way I joke around and shit. People don't know whether I'm serious or not when I say it. They get insulted. What do you mean the world's not round? And I just ask them a simple question. Show me a physical proof. Picture. That's all I want. Hey, there you are. Okay, Grimner. Well, no, I understand. But if I was home on a Saturday afternoon, I wouldn't be sitting around unless there was nothing to do. Or I was gaming or something, maybe. Listen to the radio in the background. Do that with the films. That's how I know completely that all this shit that we're in right now is Hollywood written. You know, everybody's got a different story. If this was truly a global pandemic, you would be begging for fucking help. You wouldn't be forced to be helped. Who the hell wants... Who in their right mind believes that a government would force its people to take a shot because it was the best thing for the individual? No. Grim can do more than one thing at a time. I can't. No. Well, maybe except, no, I'm still right-handed predominantly, so even with boobs... It's just, I'm a righty. But, there you go. But there's two girls, so you can always trade. Anyway, I don't know that I've got such a, my life is one way and the world is behaving completely different. Yet, the folks that I engage, folks I hang out with and whatnot, they all seem all right. And some of them are taking the shot, and some of them aren't. And that should be a personal choice, I guess. It's not something that should be forced on you. I don't know. I think that implied consent is taking its toll on us. Let me see what Grim posts. Maybe he gave me something to read. Yeah, these solo dork tables are a little difficult. I don't know. It's like sitting here talking to myself out loud. I do that enough when the cat's around. Uh-oh. Burger King and Popeyes having a chicken sandwich war while being owned by the same parent company is the greatest real-life analogy for our modern American political parties. Right. And how many people actually agree with you, Grimner? There's your problem. Is... When you hit people in their political bone, you know, depending on how indoctrinated they are or how indebted to this concept, it's an idea. It's a brilliant idea, but it's not designed to work. It's designed to fail, as we all know from our history. You morons. Well, yeah, you morons with a set of zombie brains is going to be on the table soon. They cut the fucking food supply off. I mean, big parts of it. And now they've got this new game they play when they want to fuck with the public. They say, we were cyber attacked by the Russians. And they shut down our processing and blah, blah. Fuck you in your fucking eye. That's what I think. I think these people are vicious and cruel. And once they're in seats of decision, they have no connection to human beings other than how much money they can get out of them. That seems to be the only interest the political front line has. How well am I doing? Yeah. And the rest of us, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people. It just seems to be a disconnect from the side of life that is available to be seen if you open your eyes and look, like the little thing that you just posted here, Grimner. I mean, damn, people do not understand that. They think that when you buy a product, for example, and there's a different price, that it's some of these places are all owned by the same company in that, too. Ford Motor Company was huge. He owned the radio that went into the car. Ford Philco. It was every part of that damn car. They've had a company that it was either owned by some other part of their company, or it was just like a big bowl of snakes. You know, and I figured out a way to cure politics. Stop doing all the shit in private. Do it all in front of everybody on live video streams. I bet that would change everything. I put it with a, if you put it on Twitter, they'd just, what would you call it, censor the fuck out of it. So, we're pretty much doomed. There isn't an open platform available that could handle the truth and not be shut down like by the SEC or something for vulgarity. They get it on some stupid technicality. Somebody went off on a tangent about something they didn't like and shut it down. And that's what they do. So I don't know how we managed to get anybody to pay attention to what we're saying. It just amazes me. It's when I turn on the internet in the morning and I put on the YouTube, because once upon a time I liked the music and it was a little bit of fun, and now it's just censored to fuck. They don't want me to know anything except about Australia. Unless I dig and beg and type in the right things. Nah, I'm not a librarian. I have enough trouble trying to run a radio show once in a while. So, the internet is actually, to me, it seems like it's pushing me away. It doesn't want me to participate in it. And look it, you're not going to get many people listening to you anyway. So give up. And that's how they do it. But I ain't quitting. I'm going to do this as long as it's available to do, and I think I got something to talk about. And they're just my opinions, just like everybody else. You know, I don't think I know shit. Just think I think shit, and I have opinions about shit. But it doesn't seem to be the same thing as what other people are looking at. One of the kids asked me today about the shot in the States. Does the person have to pay for it? Because here in Denmark, I guess the government has to pick up the fee for the whatever price there is for the shot. But in the States, fuck, it's a free-for-all, right? Unless you're poor, and they want you. Why would they want the poor to have it, though? I don't know how they're working it, but according to Kate a couple of weeks ago, she said half of the United States has been shot once, at least. Wow, that was a couple of weeks ago. And like I was just saying about, I get information from Australia, they're all about vaccinating and lockdowns, but there's opposition to it that I get. And they put that on fucking Sky News. So, I don't know, I think it's still censored to a degree, but it's more free than, I don't know, more free than I was expecting. I guess that's one to say. But where do we go here? I mean, talentless celebrities will lead you to the inoculation room. And I wonder how many of these fucking fakes, they get paid to lie and pretend they're other people. So I wonder how many of these fakes actually really did do what they claimed they did. Because I've seen a couple of them do fake ones where they did the thing in slow motion and you could see the needle didn't go in anything because it really wasn't. It looked like a needle. It was like an imitation, but no juice in it needle. And the way they did it was just wrong. If you've ever used a needle to inoculate yourself or anybody you know, there's a way to insert a needle into the flesh. It doesn't boingy and just stick it in there and pull it out. You got to inject shit into somebody. They tried to pull this off where they just chink and then pretended to shoot something, but there was no needle. It was ridiculous. And then when they pulled it away, you see the needle come out of it, out of the point, or the point came out of the needle. I don't know what the right way to explain that one, but anyway, we get sleight of hand right in front of our faces all the time through internet, TV, radio. Hey, Hannibal, I'm sure there's people out in the world, see, that if they were to hear me talk, you know, the crazy ideas that I have about shit, Yeah, retractable. Thank you. And sometimes, you know, I'm not a wordsmith. You might not know this, but I struggle with words quite often. Can't recall what word fits where. So, and then I think I use the radio also to stay in touch in English with other people. Unfortunately, my co-hostages have all escaped, and they're off doing other things. Even Vinny. I mean, damn, haven't even seen Vinny. I thought Vinny was going to do something yesterday. Didn't do nothing. Big dummy. Big dummy dumbhead. And then Thursday night, I was actually awake for about the first half of your show, you and Moose's show on Thursday night. And then right about halfway, my system crashed. Fuck it. I'm just going to call it a night. You know, by the time I get back, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. So, but I have that, you know, the ability to open BitChute or RLM and retrace my steps and find a show, listen to what I missed. Kind of like that. I figure that's what a lot of people do with me. And Magnus and Mary, you know, when we do our show, is they catch it when they have time. Because who the hell could possibly be free on a Saturday? I think that would be freedom. That's a nice way for me to put it. Because as tied down as I am in a marriage, I've got the freedom to do on a Saturday freaking evening, do a radio show from my living room. And people in the family, Hannibal, keep it down, you mutt. Anyway, people in the family now that it's summertime and we've got the big old backyard, and Cirque put a lot of work into a big fire pit shit thing. And now everybody wants to come out here and hang out with us. So, you know, it's a win-win. They're helping out with stuff that needs to be done, and we have a place for them to kick back when they want to. So that's the kind of life that I would hope people would have. You know, not this biting and stabbing and calling on your neighbors and horseshit like that. We got a new neighbor. They just, I guess they just sold the house next door, so they're coming in and cleaning up what was in it and going to replace all that, the yard and whatnot. So a lot of activity going on here. New buildings, not so many lately. We had a few over the last few years, but a lot of constant construction and upgrading. The neighborhood is on fire with people working on their houses or flipping them. I think that's what the guy next door is doing. He bought a distressed property and he's going to repair it and put it on the market and make himself a few crowns so he can be rich, because that's what people want to do. Yeah. And I've got no problem with other people doing it. I don't want to do it. I think I'd want to do anything. It would be a pirate. I don't want to work for the man. I don't want to work for the system. And at this point in life, I'm too old to get physical no more, so I'd have to use my brain. So I don't know. It would take something like one of those big old Queen Mary size things. I mean, if you're going to be a pirate. Don't fuck around with it. And I got that came to mind because the other morning Cowboy Tech posted the 9 most vicious pirates according to this particular bit of history. And the top 3 of them were either women or they were wives and husband partners, where the couples were pirates. But it was amazing to see that. There were women pirates in the day, back hundreds of years ago. They had 20 boats. I mean, damn, 20 ships. I don't think they'd be ships. I think they'd be considered boats. Ships are huge. Boats are smaller. If I remember that correctly, I have to ask Larry Woods. He's big on fishing, so he'd know stuff like that. Expensive trip for 3 minutes of weightlessness. Oh, yeah, they're going to post it up the thing there. An unarmed bidder paid 28, an unnamed bidder paid $28 million at auction for a seat alongside Jeff Bezos on board the first crewed spaceship. Wow. I wonder what they're going to do. They'll probably give them some good drugs. Because, that can't go out in outer space. They just talk shit. There is, to me, not to you guys out there in Radioland, I don't want you to be part of my conspiracy, but I think the whole thing is a big bunch of crap. You know, yeah, for a planet of brilliant, freaking minded people that they can't seem to find water in Africa, but they've got a grip on getting to the moon and going to Mars, and Jupiter and Saturn, all this shit. But they can't solve two fucking problems they got here because they don't want to. They create these problems under the guise of assistance and then lie about the results until they get caught. And then after they get caught, it goes to court and they argue about it for 10, 15, 20 years. 50 years. And while whatever took place already took place, just the thrill of thinking that, for example, Hillary will go to prison someday for the crap she did. Well, I don't know how to break this to people, but she's been actively doing this crap that I can be accountable for since I was 13. She was in the Nixon administration. She got removed from the Nixon administration. For being unethical, basically. She got caught doing what she does. And at that point in her career, she didn't have enough pull to make it go away. So they slapped her on the hand. And she waited a few months or whatever and started up again. Look at where it got her. And here we are still. I mean, if I open up Minds, I'll bet you I'll find somebody bitching about put Hillary in prison in 3 or 4 days' time. There'll always be something. People, we live in this punishment mentality. You know? Oh, yeah. I don't understand why you just don't teach people to not be assholes instead of encouraging them to be assholes. All the famous people are all presented to us. Most of them are assholes. Politics? Show me a politician that there isn't a group that's pointing at that poor bastard, calling him an asshole. And sometimes all that matters is the color they choose. And because the color represents a certain brand of imprisonment or whatever the fuck politics is. Because if you look it up in Latin, your eyes will not be deceiving you, but you will think you're not reading it right at first. Because it's freaking shocking to find out, you know, that what we're doing is a big fucking scam. We're being played like monkeys. And some of us know that. It gets old hearing it, I know, but there is no other way for me to define how I feel about this bullshit that we live in. And it's bullshit because, well, they don't tell us the truth. You know, they told us the truth, even about one thing. One thing, the complete and total truth, that would change everything else because at that point, that person would really understand. Oh, they lied to me about that. Well, let's see, what else is there? Because that's normal behavior. You know, when we catch somebody doing something bad, this is why I harp on the punishment thing. When you find somebody doing something bad and you write it down on a piece of paper and then the kid grows up, somebody goes, look what he did when he was a kid. And they hold that against the adult in some cases. And in some cases, say, for example, the person charged didn't do the first thing in the first place. But an accusation can go on and on and on and on without any proof. And then, of course, if you try to prove a negative, you look like a dumbass because you can't do it anyway. I didn't do it. It was somebody that looked just like me. Right. And who believes it? You know? So somehow or another, I think they got us through the internet webs and TV and radio and all these advertising campaigns, constantly harping on all the wrong shit. You know? And pointing out to people that whenever somebody questions the authority, you will belittle or abuse them in some fashion as part of the game. You go, I don't think the world is round, and the next thing you hear is laughter. People just, they're so indoctrinated into these concepts that, in my opinion, don't mean a fuck anyway. I don't care if the world's round or not. I just like really like playing with the idea that maybe it's not. You can still, how many people have ever been to our Antarctica? Raise your hands. I don't see any hands. That could be because Antarctica is not open to the world. It's a stop and don't come here place on Earth. I wonder why. They don't want people down there. What? Well, they got people down there. They call them military. And I suppose where the military goes, the politicians go. And where the military and the politicians go, go the religious. Because they're all tied together. It's a big group. And they're split up in three different places. And they operate under the guise of misdirection and deceit, trickery. Do the most horrible things. They don't even have to name a country. Countries have been bombing the fucking snot out of each other for a long, long time. And some of these places are old. They've been at war since they started with somebody else. Iraq and Iran have a big, I don't know, some kind of disagreement somewhere. They're not friends. But if Iran gets invaded by Iraq, the Russians get in there and help Iran. So, And they're bordering countries, they're neighbors. So, wow. Is any of this real? I wonder, because when I meet people from places like I've just talked about, the people don't seem concerned about what country I'm from, what country I'm in, outside of small talk. You know, it just doesn't have any value. So when you look at the bigger picture and you start talking countries, it's almost as though none of this shit really it involves anybody on an individual level. It's all this groupthink, I'm part of the bigger thing nonsense. And they use it, and they use it well, and it's working, but it's working against us, sadly. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, just Jesus Christ. Look at some of the, I've just been reading about like Canada and the UK and Australia, English-speaking places mostly. So that's what I'm going to refer to is what I know more often than not what I don't know. And I live in Denmark, but the little bit of Denmark that I live in is so, it's like part of another world. A lot of old people and just the working class. There's not a lot of like resort places around here or anything. But there's stops along the beach. People go to the beach and go off and do their beach shit. But I don't know. It's not a... like a tourist trap. Now, it used to catch a little bit of tourism in summertime because of the, few Americans would come here. I ran into some people at the bar a couple years ago that were house swappers. They swapped houses with somebody from here in Denmark, and they were visiting, so, wow. And I thought, that's some crazy shit. I don't know if I'd be comfortable with something like that, but have fun. And, family of four, normal, liberal Democrats, and actually speaking to me in public, probably because they took my appearance for a liberal, and didn't really, we didn't speak much about politics, right? And then I don't do that to irritate people in public. That's just nonsense. So we were just bantering about, crap that didn't really fucking matter. Everybody had a nice time. The kids were fun, and the couple was fun, and everybody went home. And that's how life has been ever since I got here. And I've seen some changes. Freetown will never be the same. Magnus was complaining at me the other day about it. Well, not complaining, but he was upset with the changes that have gone on with all this masking crap. says the dealers really like the masks. They like to wear them. Fuck. Man, I like to see the face of the person I'm buying my shit from. I don't know why. I like to actually know the name of the person that supplies me. I don't like buying from strangers. And when I was in Freetown, I was buying really small quantity anyway, just to hang around in the Freetown zone where smoking was tolerated. So I wasn't holding anything when I left. I just smoked at their leave. But I found a guy from England that was a dealer there. So, you know, he had a stall just like the Danish did. But he spoke English, so it was more interesting to me to talk to him. I could have got treated the same way by the Danes at that period. Everybody was friendly and nice. Nobody had a fucking face covering. But all that's changed. So I come out of it thinking that somehow or another, Freetown got taken over, got hijacked somehow. When you're willing to negotiate at the level of wearing masks over a fraud, because the people that live in Freetown should be well above all this pandemic crap and know better. Because whatever it is, it is something, but it's never what they tell us it is. And especially with all this Fauci fucknut backtracking about, oh yeah, I was involved, or the money trail. It proves that he had something to do with engineering a bioweapon, basically. Now, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that a lot of that is part of the show to make the pandemic look so threatening and scary and real. Look, we caught him lying. That usually gets a lot of attention. But he's the first person outside of Nixon that I've ever seen the government go after because they lied. And I've heard of some good lies out of the government over my lifetime. Let me tell you. Okay, well, look at this. 7:57 after the hour. Now, I got off a little late, so I'll try to go till 10 after and put an hour of radio time out there. Because I do enjoy doing the dark table. It's just I also understand how strange what I think sounds to the normal living guy that, you know, participates in society and believes it's real. And then I do other things to enhance my, how do you pronounce that? Pineal gland, my third eye. I think that Larry Woods was really helpful to me on a personal level because I asked him about wavelengths. He opened a door that was just phenomenal. He said, well, you just decide. That's how you calibrate your own personal wavelength. So what I interpreted as was you communicate with it. And I think he may be on to something because at this point in life, I should be unhealthy and weak. And I'm outside with kids a couple hours here and there, trimming trees and running trimmer destroyer machines and shit like that. So I'm still healthy enough to get out there and do a few things for a few hours until I get bored of it. And that's what life is supposed to be like for people my age if they choose to surround themselves with younger people. And I've been really lucky, and the kids, the nephew and the nephewette, Ollie and Bjork, they're a blast to have around. They wanted me to, you know, help them find their way down to the store and back. So I did. I told them, blah, 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 blah. Okay, see you later. Now off they went. And sure as fuck, it's so such a small town. You'd have to really be a hard ass. With direction to not be able to find your way back. It's very simple. And of course, the kids, they're smart. They found their way home with their groceries. And everything that happens in physical life has always got a bright side to it. I haven't had, outside of like my brother or my mom dying, death in the family, shit like that is huge. But the small things, they're very fortunate to be where I'm at this time in history, I think. Or maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't matter where I was as long as I was just still behaving the way I do. We bring ourselves what we have. You know, it's a mental trip. And if you're unhappy, you're going to be unhappy. And if you are happy, then you're going to be happy. And it's hard to help other people be happy. I don't know how to do that. And I'm a grump, kind of a grumpy old ogre anyway. But I grin a lot. And I have good time. Let's see. What can I close this crazy show with? I don't know. We live in the fantasy of consent. I write all these little notes down that just make me just like we've got vaccine mania. Socialism is fun. I should write a book. Little things that cross my mind when I'm, you know, when I'm reading the chat sometimes. And sometimes I lurk, except when Beatles are in. When Beatles are on the chat, I fuck around. We're not saying anything important, and we know that. We're just killing time. And when somebody's got some important to talk about, when they start typing, we stop fucking around. So that works out really good. And if you ever want to give me and Beatle a hard time on the RLM, join us. It's fun. And thanks a lot. And I think Grimnir has, let me get my buttons open so I can close his stuff and give Grimnir back his radio service. I've got spread out all over the computer. It's never easy for me. It's always this leading to that, leading to something else. Anyway, so if you this didn't put a smile on your face or you didn't think, well, at least I'm not crazy like that, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you need to get out more. Thanks a lot, everybody. And a special thanks to the BitChute Hardcore 80 to 100 that me and Magnus got. We did a show about 2 weeks ago. Hit 100. I was amazed. Yeah, Grimnir, thanks back to you. And over and out.